The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask a question. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. Let us start our session today in the name of the Most High, the Compassionate, the Merciful, who has created all men, and there is no separation between any part of the universe and in any other part, and all are His body. And now we know that all the revelation have come from the same source, and indeed even the revelation of God are not separated from one another, and are unified and prophesied to come at this end time. But the body has separated himself from the source, and this separation of course has created chaos in the universe, and the whole work of God and His endeavor is to return the part of the body that has been separated from it and created this chaos, to return back to its original essence. And the part that has been separated from it has forgotten that it is a part of God, therefore it calls God the Creator, God the Father, God which has many names, and separated themselves from that essence. Therefore man have to remember again and wake up that from this amnesia, that he is separated from God, and realizes that its essence indeed is the same as the original essence, which was one and unseparated. In order to bring this separated body from the essence, God has been struggling with the separated body to bring them back, but that separated body has created ego, an illusion of separation from God, and therefore they do not realize that they are one, they are from the same body. When they heard another person, another being, another part of the universe, they are hurting themselves. There is no separation. And so they create karma, and subconscious mind and ego, and the more they create the subconscious mind and ego, of course they feel more separated, and they go even greater degree away from God. This is the message humanity and each ego should realize and work toward that unity and negation of the ego, and eventually realize that they do not exist, but God exists, and God is in every being in the universe, and they would not separate themselves by appearances of gender, nationality, culture, and ego that separates one from the other. Of course, this room is the room for answering your questions. If you have a legitimate question and you have been in our website and you have question about these teachings and how all the religions are unified and the last revelation of God indeed is on earth and every other religion, they only can find themselves and the truth in the religion and how God has been sending to them the revelation of God and a part of the whole truth and plan of God, they have to understand these teachings. And that has been the struggle that has been going on for millions of years, and in last 12,000 years, of course, human absolutely became separated from God, and they even lost their contact with the Spirit of God. So much so that now they are absolutely separated and unaware that they are from the same source. They are from the same God. There can't be many gods. It's only ego, dogmas, misunderstanding, human understanding, which creates these separations between humanity, and each of them really believe that they have the truth. We can see this reflection in the room during the week when different people from different religions come and they want to convince us that their religion is better than the religion of other people. When God's word completely says, clearly says, that He is a mystery, His work is a mystery until the book with the seven seals is open. But they do not want to go with the word of God, but they want to go with their own understanding and their own realization. That is why our work is to continue preaching and spreading this mission and these words to humanity and make them realize little by little that indeed, if they want to understand their own religions and teachings and how all the religions have come from the same source and each of them have a part of the truth, and they cannot see the whole truth until they open their eyes and see the whole elephant, not just a part of it. They recognize and realize that they are all in the same boat. Not each country is in the same boat, but the whole earth and humanity is in the same boat. If each nation and country consider themselves to be in one boat, they all then become the gunboats, and they're going to fight each boat with the other one. And that is not gonna work. Indeed, the time for considering self separated from the rest of the universe will create destruction, disunity, wars, and all the evils that we can see on earth. And any idea that narrows man and separates one from another will create suffering and will not succeed. A period of human history has finished, and this is the word of God to humanity: come together as one and realize my words and my plan. Do not be attached to your religion, your understanding, your realization, but the word of God. And the word of God, of course, clearly says at the end time there will be a book opened with the seven seals, sealed with the seven seals, and only humanity will understand the truth of God's words when they understand this revelation and the holiest of the holies, so the last testament. And that is the scripture has come to humanity now. And in this time there will not be any physical miracles, because physical miracles take away from the message. Humanity concentrates so much on those miracles that they do not understand the revelation and message of God. And the message this time is the miracle of this mission. And indeed, God has given so many clear signs in this mission that it's impossible, if you have the slightest spirit of God in you, see all these things have come from God and explain. Indeed, so many things has been explained in this mission that has been the point of controversy for thousands of years. And now they explain so beautifully to humanity how God meant with that controversial ideas. There is no controversy in this mission. All the points of separation has been explained and united. So are the religions of the world. Indeed, we are all blessed with God's greatest revelation ever. And those who read, though, the holiest of the holies, our scriptures, and see the vision, if they are elect, they will be in fire of going to God. Therefore, this is not a believe that based on one man's idea, who one day wake up and cooked it up and brought to humanity. It is not a cult which we worship the revealer or the prophet over the message of God. It is not a revelation that made up by the disciples. That have misinterpreted the teaching of the original revelation. There is a question the Chief Rabbi is asking, what it means, G-I-W-H, that is the abbreviation for God is with him. It is a way to imply the truth that it's already been revealed to humanity as God is with us. Indeed, God is with this mission. God is with the revealer. God is with its disciples, and the people are in the member of this organization, and therefore it is a confirmation is what is already the truth and revealed by God. Therefore it is not cultist word, but it is a truth that is reconfirmed by those who like to make this distinction and reveal to humanity indeed God is with this mission, with these people, with this revelation. Duran is asking, when can we ask questions? You can question any time. Okay, you raise your hand, go ahead, ask your question, Duran. But stay on topic, on the mission of Maitreya and our teachings. Go ahead.
All right. Hello, Maitreya. How are you doing? Okay, is that better? Hello, everyone. All right. So, Maitreya, that's very interesting, you know, saying, you know, God is within all of us and all the nations of man are one. But, you know, let me ask you a question. You know, as we speak, you know very well that there are millions of people around the world, billions even, who don't even have electricity and who are in, you know, very horrible situations. And it's very sad. So let's talk practical. What are your practical abilities to help these people? You know, I'm talking about not just in the United States, I'm talking about people who are really suffering, who have all sorts of diseases, and all of the problems, you know, with no clean water, and large percentages of people who have no electricity, and all of this stuff. What's your answer to that?
As you know, in the Garden of Eden, man did not have to till the ground, and they had everything provided for them. They were under the grace, and they were connected to God directly, but they did not appreciate that, and they did not follow what God told them is good for them. And therefore the whole creation started going down and down to the point that human lost contact with God, and now we are in this situation. The practical part of the mission is been revealed to humanity as a system that come from the communities of light and will create a hierarchy that will eventually help for the chosen people, our paravipras, that's what we call them, and they will bring the kingdom of God on earth by that practical part of the mission. To create that kingdom and bring all kinds of help to every individual in all parts of the earth and eliminate all the sufferings that is on earth, we need to create a facilitating body. This facilitating body will divide the earth in 12 sections, and each section will be divided into separate sections until we reach to the communities of light. and this facilitating body will create the communities of light all over the earth. And after the communities of light are created, the hierarchy will emerge from this communities of light, from the very grassroots of humanity, and well, all the other systems eventually will realize they will not be able to bring the peace, unity, and prosperity to humanity. This system will replace that old system which is not working, and will not work because it's not on the based on the will of God any longer. And when that hierarchy is created, then we can distribute the resources in a more equal way on Earth, and also reach to the space and bring more resources. Therefore, the humanity can have enough resources for everyone. Actually, there is enough resources for everyone even now on Earth, but the problem is the distribution. We are not saying that we will completely take the higher level of a standard of living as those who have and give them to those who don't have, but by utilizing the new science and new way of creating resources, we would be able to have enough resources for everybody and eventually elevate that suffering. If your next question is, that is in the future, what are we going to do now? This tribulation and destruction and suffering has been foretold and prophesied in all the scriptures. And the reason for the suffering, of course, is the resistance of humanity to listen to the word of God and the original plan for them to return to Godhead. And therefore, we have to see this suffering also. It is sad, indeed I agree with you, it is sad, our human part and my human part is indeed sad when I see people are killed, destroyed, absolutely, you know, uprooted from their lives. It doesn't look good, it's not good, we don't like it, but that is what God said is going to happen. Go ahead, Duran. Go ahead, Duranium. Okay.
Well, that's all very interesting, Maitreya. And obviously you speak many grains of truth in there, you know, in regards to, you know, facilitating research into new technologies to help people and on it, so on and so forth. But, so, now though, let me ask you this. Are you Maitreya, the Son of God? Are you God in the flesh? Do you say that you are God?
That question has been asked me many times. And answer is the same. It is you who have to prove it to yourself. As Christ said, if I say I am, you will not believe me. And if I say I am not, I'm lying. But that is my understanding. That is my realization. I have proved to myself that to be true. This is the last revelation of God, and the Spirit of God is upon the revealer. All the revealer had the Spirit of God in them, and therefore they and God were one, and no one goes to the Father but through them. But that is just words. And if you believe them because I tell you so, that is not good. But if you prove it to yourself and believe it so, then that is great. Because you have proven it to yourself. It is not the preacher that telling you. It's not my disciples are telling you, no, I am the seventh angel and the revealer of the seventh seal, opener of the book of the seal with the seventh seal. He is the lion of tribe of Judah and the Sayyid and this and that, which is all revealed in the website. But you have to go, study, see the revelation, which is based on the Word of God, see the prophecies and everything, and eventually you say, yes, it makes sense, it came in the right time, it is, you know, all there. And there you say, yes, I believe. Then when you believe, of course, you have proved it to yourself. Go ahead, Duranium.
All right. Do you one day plan to or hope to have, how do you say, phenomenal world power in the sense that you would be in a political position to facilitate these plans and these things that are detailed on the website? And if that is the case, how would you get into that position? Have you ever pondered this? Do you, like, for example, do you speak with or commune with, you know, various world leaders and ambassadors and others? And what are your hopes and goals in this area of political influence?
As I explained, the whole idea is the creation of the facilitating body. And when the facilitating body is created, I will be the heart of that hierarchy, and as a center of the rallying around to focus, to bring that facilitating body. And when the facilitating body is created, and eventually the communities of light are formed, the hierarchy will come from the communities, and they will replace the facilitating body and eventually me. And then I will not be reincarnated for a long time. Why are you sorry about that? Okay, you can come later on. But I will be reincarnated anytime it is necessary for the hierarchy to go back to Godhead and bring the truth of the seven seals to humanity, and therefore God indeed will be the king and the head of the hierarchy on earth, and that is why it's called the kingdom of heaven on earth, or of the kingdom of God on earth. Go ahead, Chief Rabbit.
Hello, Maitreya, thank you. I find many things you say very interesting. The one thing I want to ask, and I hope you don't see this as a challenge for the sake of challenge, your philosophy, your ideas, some of them are new or uniquely interpreted, many of them are not. That's not the problem. I do have one thing that I consider to be a problem, which is anybody who's touched in terms of spirituality, anybody who lives an authentically spiritual life, is first of all humble, and I think you do have a certain amount of humility. This is the first time I've heard you. I would be a fool to make any kind of conclusion so early. But what I do wonder at is why you seem to have so many individuals, there are a number in here, Divine, another one, who tell people what they should do, how they should do it. They eradicate so many natural forms of communication, you know, they sterilize the interaction. I wonder, you know, if you really do believe in God and you do believe in a design, why do you have to reduce everybody down to become robotic so that you can, you know, say what you want to say? Why can't you deal with natural interaction? Why do these people act on your behalf in a way that just strips the naturalness from, you know, these new chatters who come into the room? I don't understand that. It doesn't seem spiritual, it seems controlling.
Now, the reason for it, because they have had so much experience in this room with the people who come, and they have to deal with the energies that they have not been very kosher, and they have not very nice. And we have been very open to the Paltalk and the humanity. And of course, you always have to go to my words. That's why I come to this room. You have to go to my teaching and what I teach. As Christ said, that you know, the disciple is not greater than the master, and they might have some, you know, ego is still left in them that, you know, completely not pure. And that's why I come these Saturdays to straighten things up for everybody. But if you are coming to our room during the week and you are nice and you are a really seeker, but you're not here to prove your own ideas of being the truth, but open yourself to the truth that has been revealed to humanity through this vessel, then they will be very nice to you indeed. And they will take you into their spirit and treat you as a brothers and sisters, and not as telling you what to do. I think they probably have a little feeling of protecting me from the kosher energies, and that is very understandable. You know, their love for God is so much that they feel that they need to put some effort not to let any unclean energy to enter the aura of this mission. But they are good people. They're all fantastic people that they love God with their heart and mind. And then the point of compassion come for you to put yourself in their shoes and understand their feelings also, as they should put you themselves in your shoes and understand your feelings and where you're coming from. But if you see the truth in my words and this teaching, go beyond the appearances and the disciples and right to the heart of God, which is the revelation, and hang into those instead of hanging into the disciples, and therefore you can go beyond, you know, a small thing in life to a greater revelation on God, and therefore connect yourself to the higher things. Don't let the small thing bother you, but go to the greater belief and understanding. I hope that answered your question. Go ahead, Duranium.
Well, this is all very interesting, but the fact of the matter, Buster, is this. You are just another wolf wrapped up in sheep's clothing, okay?
Okay, Duranium, we are not interested in your opinions. It is doesn't make a bit of a difference whatsoever what you think. We have proven to ourselves it is from God. And if you believe we are a sheep in the wolf in the sheep clothing, then you do not belong here, and you can take your ideas and opinions and to yourself, because it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. As that's why we told you that you have to prove it to yourself. It is from God, and therefore coming here and saying this thing, you know, it's just a pure ego. If you had some truth, you would have kept it to yourself and prove it you have a greater truth. But that is not the case, because this is indeed from God, and this has been prophesied to come, and this will succeed because this is the truth. Therefore, we can see again the people who come to the room, and they bring the energy that not acceptable as a people who are the seeker of the truth. This is not the way to come to a room and then come up with this kind of words, which is hateful. This is from ego. This is separation. And that is the problem we have on earth. Humanity is separating themselves by trying to, you know, discrediting God's revelation. You go to the Christian room, they absolutely have bad words for Muslim, and you go to Muslim room, they have bad word for Christian and Jews. You know, people come to the to our room, say, you know, death to Jews, or destruction of Israel, or some other people come and, you know, they say, no, you know, you should become a Muslim. Another one comes, no, you have to become and follow Christ. He is the only way. We can see confusion absolutely there. And this has lifted this confusion. And they are not ready for it. As for so for a few people here, that they have seen the vision. Indeed, this vision is so huge and so truth in that it will take three incarnation to completely implement it on earth. This incarnation is the revelation, the next incarnation is implementation, and the third incarnation is execution. So in this lifetime, we will reveal the truth to humanity, and we come at the teeth of the night very quietly, but the revelation is the truth. No matter how few people in it, doesn't make any difference. Actually, the more truth it is, the fewer people will be in it, because it will force them to see themselves. And of course, humanity is very fearful of facing the self. Only the brave people are willing to go beyond nationality, beyond gender, beyond their own understanding, and listening to God's word and revelation. And therefore, this lifetime is the life of the thief of the night, quiet revelation, that which has been spread all over the world. How many people have downloaded our teachings? How many people have seen our website? It's already is 200 years ahead of any other religion on earth before it. There was never been a religion that has been revealed to humanity based on all the truth and the signs for humanity to see it is from God, and then be distributed to be corrected by the Prophet himself and put in a system that anybody on earth with a couple of clicks can go and see the truth. So those who cannot see this, indeed I am very sorry for the soul, because they are lost in their own understanding, and they want to, they're not seeker of the truth, they are the seeker of being correct, being right. Then what they believe and they say is not according to God's word. It is not based on the scriptures. God said clearly there's going to be seven revelations, seven seals, and it's not going to be open until the end time. And on and on. And it's here. Nobody can stop it. It is done. It has revealed the prophecies. And then he asks why there is suffering. That is why there is suffering. You are resisting the word of God. You are resisting the revelation that have come from the highest to humanity. But the more you resist, the more suffering will be there. And that these things, like what he did in this room, should not affect you a bit. Because that is what the humanity is, and that's where they are at. They're Buddhists, they say, no, you have to become, you know, Buddhist. Buddha said, God, there is no God. Buddha never said that. Buddha was just sick of many gods in Hindu religion. And his followers, so how about this? You know, ask him, how about this God? How about that God? He said, just forget about God. Know thyself and realize that you are a part of God and you have his essence. That was Buddha purified Hinduism. Actually, somebody was telling Buddhism is Hinduism which can be exported to other cultures and religions, because if you want to become a real Hindu, as the way they are, you have to live in India. It's very hard to export Hinduism to other countries, because they have so many temples, so many gods. You know, you're going to have to dip into Ganga to be cleansed. And Ganga is in India. But Buddhism is the purification of Hinduism, and it is can be exported to other countries. And it makes sense, indeed. It's much easier to follow Hindus with a lot of people in other countries, Buddhism than Hinduism. Anyway, and that they come here, you know, they say, no, Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet. Then he says himself, I didn't reveal everything. How can somebody be the last prophet if he didn't reveal everything and he didn't cover the mystical path? A Christian said, well, we are the only way. And Christ said, I shall return. How many times? He didn't say, I shall return only one more time. He said, I shall return, and he did. He did return four more times. The Jews say, we are the chosen people and nobody else is. Then God reveals to Judah that he will have the law-giving until the Shiloh come, and when the Shiloh or Christ come, he said the kingdom will be taken away from you and given to another nation. So, that was it. That was the end of their mission they given to Hebrews. Of course, Hebrews split to 10 tribes. One came to the west and another went to Iran and those area, and eventually, of course, I'm connected to the Jewish or Hebrews genealogy as well. So indeed, I am a Jew. I am a Hebrew. I am a Muslim, because also I'm connected to Prophet Muhammad. So God has left no doubt for those who really want to know the truth. This is the truth. And I have no ego. There's no reason to have an ego, because ego is in the way. If I have ego, then I'm in your way to God. If you have ego, you are away from God. But from teaching here, go to God, go to the revelation, go to the teachings. And I'm here, of course, to be with you, to explain it to you, to guide you as much as I could, and to explain these words and God's revelation. And that makes sense. God's revelation and this revelation makes sense. And therefore, all this religion and all these people, including Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalists, saints in Christianity and Sufis, they have to realize they are unified. They are our mystical path. They did not put the mystical path out. For example, in Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i teaching, there is no teaching about meditation and becoming one with God in a spirit. No, you die, you go to heaven, which is a place, it has all the physical attribute. How can it be the ultimate? If it has physical attribute, it's not ultimate. It still is that the sense of touch, the sense of the smell, it's a sense of sight. The ultimate is what Buddha said, it's indescribable. That's why he called it nirvana, nothingness. But really it's not nothingness, it's oneness with God. So we can see that we did cover the mystical path, which Judo, Christian, Islamic, Baha'i did not. So none of them can say they're perfect, but none of them covered the mystical path. So anyway, it's just all these people who come to this room, or they misunderstand us, they don't want to see and seek and understand these teachings, and the only thing they want to know to prove they are wrong, and they are right. They are not elect. They are not seeking the truth. So we are dealing with that kind of energies. And then they say, why there is destruction? Because you not seeking the truth. Muslims say, we are the best one. We have the only and the last revelation. But when the Prophet said it's not, and Christians say, we are the only way, so either you come to us, or we are going to kill you and save Mahajan said, if you're trying to kill you, we behead you, and we can see there's destruction that's going on earth. And then they blame God. No, you can't blame God. God sent this revelation. It's telling you what is his last revelation, how you can unify. Therefore, it is your responsibility to see this truth and to be the seeker of the truth. But we rejoice with all this negativity, with all this separation and ego and distraction. We rejoice because we know what is coming. The golden age is coming. The truth is here. Our work is to create fascinating body, to create a body, to create the communities of light all over the earth, and eventually one day humanity will see their wave is not going to work. It will not give the fruit. This mission will give the fruit. It has already have. Indeed, if you are a Spanish language person, or if you know anybody Spanish, now our Spanish website mostly is translated to Spanish language, and even they can do that, go to our website and read it in their own language. It's already been translated in French, a lot of parts. But of course, we encourage everybody to learn English. English is not even my mother tongue. I wasn't born in it. I learned it later. But we encourage everybody to learn English so that you can go to the revelation as it was revealed to humanity in English language. It was not revealed in Persian, Arabic, but in a language that God has been chosen to become an international language. It's a language that has many words from all cultures, that has been influenced greatly with the Jewish and Islam or Arabic language. It's based on Latin, which is Hindu, European, Persian language. Therefore, it has the unification of all the languages together, and that's why God made it an international language. And it's a very powerful language because it's been influenced with all these powerful languages together. And if you want to know the essence of our teaching, it is revealed in English. Therefore, we encourage everybody to learn that, and this language eventually become the international language. Of course, as it evolves, other words will enter it from other languages, and if it makes it even more powerful, as we can see, words like dharma, karma, reincarnation, things like that, it's been added to English language for the last 50 years. Actually, when I came to this country, they didn't even know what dharma means. What karma means, what, you know, all those words are now tell anybody they have some idea at least what it means. So indeed, God is great. God is revealing to humanity what he was doing and how the religions of the world are now united. Should we believe in Duranium, come and tell us that we are wrong, or other people who are fighting us tooth and nail? Or should we believe in the word of God? I'd rather listen to God than negative people who have no idea what they think they know. Indeed, God also has made it very safe this time for the prophet. He created internet. You can hear me in Australia, you can hear me in Asia, you can hear me all over the world, and you can go and read the revelation in our website absolutely free and see what God was doing. It has never happened to any other prophets, and this indeed is great in the eye of God and their spirit. Therefore, this is the salvation of humanity, the salvation of man, to come and seek the truth. Okay, I don't mind people don't believe in what I say or what I claim. That's great. That's fine. But I ask you first go study the teaching, read the revelation, the word of God, the prophecies, the genealogy, the truth that has been revealed to us, and then come and tell me what is wrong with it. If you find something wrong with this revelation, if you can find something is not completely godly in it, then you have found the wrong spirit. But that's not the truth. The truth is, indeed, we have been trying to find something wrong with it for the last 25 years. And any situation we throw at it, it comes out the answer is the communist of light. The answer is the eternal divine path. It will solve the problem. There's a question by M. Flamel. What does the name Maitreya mean? And where is the coming from the originally? Okay. Maitreya evolved from many roots, and it also might have come from Mitaya, Hotai, and Mitra. And it's been translated as friend, compassionate, the fifth Buddha, the coming of the expectation of Buddhists of next Buddha. And the belief of a Mitra, it is just one explanation that it might have something to do with the root of Mitraism, and that Mitra, of course, was an expectation of coming of the Shah Bahram by Zoroastrian people, and they believe that when he comes, he will end the fight between Ahura Mazda and Ahriman. Ahura Mazda, it was their god, the name of the god, and Ahriman was the name of devil or evil. And at that time, of course, Ahura Mazda or God will eventually defeat the devil, Ahriman. That was the base of the idea that eventually created the Judaism, and it was the first time that the teaching split to God and devil, the two beings. Before that, there was no devil, there was only God, and there was no separation. So Zoroastrian start the idea of the God and devil, and then Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i teaching evolved from that culture. Of course, it was the will of God, and God chose all those people and everything that is explained in our teaching. The word Mitra, some people say, eventually traveled to India and North India and China, and it evolved as it went up in North Asia to Hotai and Mitaya and all those words, and eventually it became a prophecy of coming of Maitreya, and it has been foretold by Buddha that after the Buddhism is no longer has that original teaching, Maitreya, the fifth Buddha, will come. And he will, of course, bring the truth of Buddhism back to humanity. Of course, Buddhism was not written down for 500 years, and we know what will happen even in few minutes when you play telephone game. Is a game that around 20 people come together, and the first person says one thing, and the second person repeats it to the third person, and the third person to the fourth person, and by the time they get to the 20th person, when they ask what the first person said, you can see the world has completely changed. So 500 years of not completely formulating the Buddhism might have a lot of effect on what eventually became Buddhism. And of course, as it's been explained in our website, Buddhism was supposed to last for 5,000 years, but for some reasons, Buddha said it's going to be cut to half. So after 2,500 years after Buddha, this new teaching will come to humanity, and that is exactly where we are. We are 2,500 years after the advent of Buddha. So that also fulfills the prophecy, and Buddhists have to realize and recognize indeed coming of Judaism and Christianity and Islam and Baha'is also are a part of coming of this revelation, and therefore they have to accept those parts and include too the teaching of Buddha and realize that Buddhism also was a purification of the Hinduism. With this understanding, they add all the religions which they usually do not include to their teaching, and they become more perfect. Also, Maitreya, the first time I received the name, I was told it means compassionate. Compassionate, of course, means the corrective love. It's not unconditional love. It is corrective love. That's the love of God. Just like a fatherly love. Also, father loves his son or his children. He might correct them so they continue, become perfect. Therefore, compassion is even better than unconditional love, because in unconditional love, it means I'm not going to even correct you and make you to go to the greater degree of progress. So, well, just probably go and search for Maitreya in internet or Hotaya or Mitaya and all those names, and you can see there are many, many meanings for them. And the original of name is not known. It's not completely, verified where it comes from. But there are some many explanations where it comes from. But the most important thing is it is prophesied to come. It's been said it will come at 2,500 years after Buddha. The Hindus are waiting for the Kali Yoga to finish, and it's finished in 1900. And all, it completely shows that a new wine will come to humanity, a new revelation, a new teachings. And that's it. It has come. You don't have to take my word for it. You have to prove it to yourself. And that is individual quest. I'm not a preacher to tell you have to believe this is the only way. Now, I can tell you it is the only way, but you have to prove it to yourself. It is a revelation to the elects, to those who really seeking the truth, not want to be correct or right in what they believe. Therefore, it has all been given, it's been explained for the last 25 years or so to humanity. You can go to the website, and now we have a new search engine, very powerful. I've received some reports from people that they have gone to the website and used our search engine, which they say is very powerful. You can find a lot of things about anything, any question you might have. To go search. Indeed, God has been guiding humanity how to search, find the truth for the last 100 years. 100 years, or 200 years, or 1,000 years, people didn't know how to go to the library and go at the catalog and find the things they want to search and understand. Our education is based on researching and coming up with the facts. And that's what we want you to do about this mission. We want you to go search, seek, knock, and answer will be given to you. It is the truth, it is proven to us that no matter what the problem is, with the comings of light, with the creation of the comings of light, by following the eternal divine path, you can bring the kingdom of God on earth. By understanding our teaching, you realize why God created history, why God took our spiritual powers away from us and made it to the flesh that we are, and we have our only third eye, which is not even open. But as we create the comings of light, as we affect the facilitating body for the mission, we will return back, having all those powers back to us, but not misusing them as they did before the flood of Noah. So, it is up to you. When I give you the revelation, when the people in the room direct you to the website, their work is done, and my work is done. The only thing left for you to prove it to yourself, and then when you realize, yes, indeed, it is from God, say, yes, I want to help. I want to be part of it. I want to be in a bandwagon. I want to have the latest or last word of God. I want to be in the chariot that will carry those who will come to it to the highest level. Now, of course, we are co-workers, we're brothers and sisters, and we come together, create the facilitating body, and eventually we'll create the communities of light. It's not easy. As we can see, humanity is not ready for this revelation yet. They still have their own ideas, and they do not want to change. They want us to change to their understanding. It's not going to happen. Please tell everybody out there, don't come here try to change us. It's not going to happen. It's a waste of time for them, and it's a waste of time for us. We rather concentrate on the mission and this revelation. We have proven to ourselves this is it. This is the truth. Don't waste your time. Don't waste our time. Don't come here, we are wrong. Okay, sure. That's your idea. That's your opinion. Just keep it to yourself, okay? Just realize you're not going to change. If we understand that, then we can sit and discuss things. See what you got. What you have. What the truth you have. What do you think we are wrong? Go see our teaching and then come here and we discuss it. That's what this room is all about. We want to discuss with you. But coming here and yelling and saying we are wrong, that's immature. Okay, there's a question. Let me read what it is. Okay, Philamet is asking, my question is, where does the theosophical symbol on your site coming from? Okay, which symbol is the theosophical? Are you talking about the lotostica or the lotus? Which symbol is the theosophical symbol? If you're talking about the lotostica, which looks like swastika, that is the most ancient symbol on earth, and you can find it in every culture all over the earth, and that is the symbol of the movement of the Kundalini. It's one of the symbols of the movement of the Kundalini and rising of a spiritual energy. Many people have seen that, and that symbol, of course, were known as a positive thing, as a good luck, as a good thing. And indeed, the very plus sign have come from the sign swastika. Therefore, when you say this number plus this number, it's a positive symbol to add a word to another word to make it greater than each of them. Okay, the whole thing, I mean, okay, I see, the whole greatest sign. I didn't know that Theosophical Society have the whole sign, whole great sign, greatest sign. Actually, I don't think anybody had the greatest sign until it was revealed to humanity in 1977. And nobody knew it before that, but when it eventually evolved to the greatest sign gradually. So I don't think Theosophical Society has the greatest sign. Okay, what part of the, do you want to take the mic and tell us what part of the greatest sign do they have? I don't think they have the whole greatest sign. They might have added all the religion symbol together and believe in what they believe. Even Theosophical Society have some truth, but they forgot that they should follow God. And they thought they can choose Maitreya. They placed themselves in God's shoes and they said, we are going to choose Maitreya. We are going to be the people that we're going to select Maitreya instead of waiting for the revelation and the prophecies come and God send Maitreya to us. So they accepted Krishnamurti as Maitreya, and Krishnamurti realized he's not Maitreya. He didn't fulfill the prophecies. He didn't bring the seven seals and all that, and he didn't feel he is the one. So he dissolved their organization as the founder of Maitreya. Sure, that's fine, Flamel. Questions are welcome here. Sincere questions are sincerely welcomed here, and we appreciate those people. They are sincere and they want to ask sincere questions, because this is not joke to us. This is our lives. This is the truth, and we welcome your question. But you're saying that Theosophical people have the greatest sign. They don't, unless you are talking of a specific part of the greatest signs that they might have it in their signs also. Then you can ask about them, but don't tell me that they have the greatest sign. They don't. So, as the Shirin says, you can go to that greatest sign explained and see the explanation of the greatest sign. You might see some similarity. Okay, fine. Okay, if you didn't, that's fine. Just tell us exactly which signs you're talking about. Then I can explain it to you. All those signs, most of the signs, of course, the six of them, from I Ching to Sign of Solomon to Cross to Islamic sign, Baha'is and the Ananda Marga are the signs for their organization. That's what they brought it to humanity. The seventh, the Expanding Lotus, is the sign that came from this mission, and also putting all of them together as the greatest sign. A lot of people think what we have brought is the same as they already have. A lot of Baha'is come to our room and say, well, what you have, you already have. No, we don't. It's absolutely different than Baha'i teaching. Baha'i teaching is not based on the scriptures and the Word of God. They say the revelation and major manifestation is going to come forever. Every 1,000 years there's a major manifestation going to come. Then God says there's going to be a time that the mystery of God is going to finish. There is going to be a last major manifestation which brings the whole revelation of God to humanity, and that's it. There is not going to be any major manifestation ever. So, and now you come and say Theosophical Philosophy has the greatest sign. They don't, you know. So please don't just spend a couple of minutes in the website and you think that you know the whole teaching. It takes a sincere seeker in average 7 years to see the whole vision of the this revelation. Average. Some people understand it faster, even they takes at least a couple of years. And of course some people understand it slower. Some people never understand it. They never get the idea, and that's unfortunate, but that is the truth. So you have, that's why we emphasize, go to the website, read the teachings, see the revelation, compare with the Word of God, see the prophecies are fulfilled, the genealogy is, accomplished. All that just for you to eventually come to this conclusion. It isn't different, it's new, it's absolutely not been on earth for 12,000 years. There is no comparison with anything that is on earth. It is not possible. And the book, the holiest of the holies itself, you can write 1,000 books for each sentence in that book. So it's not that simple of a revelation for humanity to completely fathom it. That's why I'm putting so much effort. That's why the people in the room are putting so much effort. That's why other people are translating the teaching in different languages and providing them for people in their language to be able to understand it. That's why we need people to come and become teachers, understand and see this vision and spread it all over the world. That's why we need the facilitating body that who will become the first fruits that eventually will create the comings of light. It's not a teaching from a one person who come to humanity and create a cult and a small little organization and is happy because, he can get his physiological and safety needs provided and a couple of people bought on into him and he said, oh, that's it, I made it. And eventually they all kill themselves and become a cult. It's not a cult. We connect you to God. Of course, that doesn't mean you should be disrespectful to the prophet, but we connect you to God. And this is the fulfillment of the prophecies. It is not a joke. We're not here to argue with people. We're not here to be told, we are wrong. That's fine. They can come and tell us we're wrong, but they're wasting their time. They should realize that completely. And those who are in the mission, that they should be in the mission because they're sincere. They have realized indeed it is the last revelation of God. And nobody can shake their belief and knowing this truth and guiding everybody to God. Okay. Warning Wolf is saying there is only one way to God, and that is Jesus. Well, if you mean Esau the Christ, you are correct. But he came 7 times, and he revealed to humanity 7 revelation, and he has shown the way, and indeed, he is the way. There is no other way but him, and no one goes to the Father but through him. Indeed, you are correct. But he came 7 times. And you have to recognize and realize that then you will go to God through him. If you recognize and realize that, your sentence is correct. But don't narrow yourself to one revelation and therefore become narrow and miss the real boat, which includes everybody. If you narrow yourself, you will create suffering. You will create destruction, and you will not succeed. And what we say here is based on the scripture, indeed is based on Bible, and is based on the Word of God. So expand yourself, and if you are the true seeker, Warning Wolf, go, understand our teaching, seek, knock, and ask, and you will be answered, and you eventually see what you say is the truth. But the word of God is different than what your preacher is telling you, what your mullah is telling you, what your rabbi is telling you, what your Brahma is telling you, your guru is telling you. It's different. God's word is inclusive. He is everything. There is nothing can separate any part of the universe from any part. So any philosophy, any understanding that brings that disunity is not complete truth from God. Why do you have the ultimate wisdom? Because God is with me. And God has the ultimate wisdom. Indeed, it is impossible for a man to reveal what has been revealed through this mission to humanity. It's impossible. If you understand our teaching, and the amount of the truth have come through this revelation, you will be amazed how much you didn't know, how much it wasn't revealed to humanity, how all the point of contention and separation is now unified. Don't you believe that God has all the wisdom? If God has all the wisdom, His Spirit comes through His prophet as one. That's why Christ said, me and the Father are one. And you will not receive the whole revelation and truth of God until you understand our teaching. That is the message I've been pounding to humanity for the last 25 years. Your religion is limited if you do not understand this revelation. This is your salvation. If, as Christ said, He shall return. But how many times? He returned 4 more times after He came, what you follow as Jesus. He said, you will be saved by my name. His name wasn't Jesus. How can you be saved when you even don't know what His name was? There is no J in Hebrew. I'm sorry, it sounds like I'm attacking your religion. I'm not. I'm just expressing the truth of the teaching that has come to humanity. His name wasn't even Jesus. How can you be saved? And He says, you will be saved by name and name. And He said, many will come to me and say, I healed by your name, and I say, I know you not. Why? Because you cannot save by the name of Jesus, and you think you are saving by His name, because His name never was that. Isn't your teaching one of many? No, it's not. It is the absolute teaching, the last revelation of God, opening the 7 seals, and this book sealed with the 7 seal. It is the most unique teaching on earth. Nobody has this teaching. Nobody could have this teaching unless God choose that person who reveals this teaching to humanity with the clear signs of prophecies, of genealogy, of the truth of the Word of God. It is not one of many. It is the only one that takes you to God and is from God. And any other out there either is a part of this or are not correct. Therefore, again, don't take my word for it. It sounds so egoistical if I the way I say it. But the truth is, you have to go and find that for yourself. What is in a name? It is about the person. God has a name that cannot be altered externally, and that name is the only name acceptable as the word of the name of God. That is what when the Hebrews would alter the name of God, it was considered as taking the name of God in vain. and they would have been stoned. The reason was because you cannot utter the name of God. Eventually it was corrupt as Yahweh or Jehovah. And even then, the Hebrews have it as a consonant. There's no vowel. They don't use any vowel. It means you can read a word if there's no vowel in it. A consonant cannot be uttered. That's what they write it in consonant. So humanity know that it is not utterable. And that's the name of God. That's the word that Christ gave to his disciple to heal with. That is why when they were healing in the northern kingdom, that magician came and begged them to give the name they used to heal people. If they heal in the name of the Jesus, why does he have to beg them to give them the name? He was saying, I heal you in the name of Jesus, and he would use the same name Jesus to heal. They wouldn't utter it. That is what he was begging the disciples, what is that you use to heal? Therefore, those who today heal in the name of the Father and Son and the Jesus and all that, they're healing in the wrong name. Actually, Jesus means victory to Zeus. So they actually heal in the name of Zeus. If you are the seeker of the truth, these are the truth I'm giving you. But if you want to be right, of course, you will be very angry with me by now. Which is okay. Alright? But the truth is, the name of God that Christ said you will be saved with is not Jesus. Okay? You don't even have the name. How can you be saved? There it is. You have to really think about this thing and realize that your salvation is in a stake. You are thinking you have the salvation, but you don't even know his name. And therefore, ponder in these truths and know that God indeed has a special name. And if you know that name, then you will be saved if you follow his words to the max and become a part of his revelation. Therefore, this truth has come to humanity so clearly. So wonderfully, it's explaining things that they did not know. Now they do. Maitreya, they say you are the Antichrist. What do you say to those who say that? How can Antichrist base his words on the word of God? Didn't Christ said Antichrist would divide and conquer? How can Antichrist unify and fulfill the prophecies, the genealogies, and all that? So, again, it is up to you to prove it to yourself that am I Antichrist or otherwise. It doesn't make any difference for you or anybody. I say, no, I'm not Antichrist. No. And also, we do not deny that Christ came in the flesh. Of course, we not only deny he did not come in the flesh, we say he came seven times in the flesh. We even are ahead of Christians. They say he came only once. We say now even he came even before creation as Adam and the first teacher of humanity and on and on. The other question is, was Jesus married? Most probably yes. Again, that's the point of controversy, and it doesn't really make that much of a difference to understanding his message and God's message and this revelation. But most probably he had more than one wife, because that is what Jewish people preached and followed. And actually, if you weren't married, you would not be considered a rabbi. You would not consider a Jewish teacher. That tradition still is in force, and if you are not married, you cannot become a spiritual teacher. and therefore most probably he was married. Mary and Martha seems to be pretty close to him, and most probably they were his wives. Another question from Flamel is, how about Rosicrucian? Is that what it means? Rosicrucian or resurrection? Probably Rosicrucian you mean. Well, Rosicrucian also have some truth. They realize that Christ, you know, really didn't die on the cross. How can you kill something that is immortal? And then, but our teaching is way beyond Rosicrucian or any other teaching on earth, and it take you to salvation. Like everybody else, they have some truth, but they don't have their whole truth. Okay, we are at the end of our time. I hope these words of wisdom, the Spirit of God, have come true. Okay, that is the last question I will answer. Warning Wolf, what will be your biggest moment to reveal yourself to mankind? When, how, and where? Well, it's up to God what He wants me to do and when I will reveal myself to humanity. I have been revealing myself to humanity from 1982, as been prophesied by Benjamin Graham in spring of 92. Indeed, Christ will come to humanity. Actually, he called Maitreya Christ, I didn't. And therefore, that prophecy also fulfilled, and it is revealed to humanity already. You go to our website, my picture is there, my teaching is there, everything is there. It's revealed everything. But it seems that this lifetime, it has come very quietly, as a thief of the night, and no matter how much effort we put into it, we haven't not really been exposed to the media and the mass in this time. And not only we connect with people in the internet, we also have contact people who live in different countries. In Africa, for example, we have in North Africa, some people, the people can contact in South Africa. You know, there are also a contact we have there. Actually, OpenEye in the room is our contact in South Africa, and they can contact him over there. We reach and use any possibility that God provides for us. Of course, we need a lot of resources to be able to reach in a greater degree, and I said, eventually create the facilitating body and create to every community on earth. There are also some people in some communities that are even afraid to profess that this is the truth because they live in the countries or nations that if they do that, they're going to be in trouble. So they cannot even do that. So we can see that we are working with a lot of elements and situations, but eventually, of course, those obstacle will be lifted and we will succeed. Salam everybody. Have a good week. Be with God. Pondering these words, this conversation will be in the website in a couple of hours. Go to the website, go to the news flash, and you can download it and listen to it again, and will be able to see it in a deeper and clearer way, and therefore it is available to you there. So salam, and see you next week. Just a second, I received an PM. Okay, well, there's another question. I said I will not answer any question. That was it. Salam everybody, see you next week.